gentlemen, it is showtime!
You're listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Dirt Racing Podcast. Let's get started. Results from Lee County Speedway for the Sprint Invaders. We'll start with the heat races. Heat race 1 went to the G5 Gauge Pulsar Rec. Second, 22X of Cameron Key. Third, the 6Z of Zane DeVault. Fourth was the 41 of Colton Fisher. Fifth was the 4 Cam Martin. 6th, the 31 McLean Richards. 7th, the 4X of Chase Richards. 8th, the 25 of Kelly Graham. And 9th, the 25R of Brett Yeager. Heat race number 2 went to the 4W Jamie Ball. 2nd, the 7 Tyler Lee. 3rd was the 50 of Paul Niehiser. 4th, the 28 Luke Vinardi. 5th, the 27 Carson McCarl. 6th, the 20 of Kelsey Ivory. 7th, the 44, Chris Martin, and 8th, the 1E of Josh Higday, and 9th, the 11T of Dugan T. In heat race number 3 went to the 22, Riley Gindel, 2nd, the 14M, Randy Martin, 3rd, the 99, Brett Triplett, 4th, the 6th, the Dustin Salvage, 5th, the 16, of Dustin Clark, 6th, the 96, Jake Blackhurst, 7th, the 5M, McCollum Moyle, and 8th, the 14 of Aiden Zood. And heat race number 4 went to Devin Dovey in the 23, 2nd to the 14T Tim Esteson, 3rd to 51J Ryan Jameson, 4th to 6R Ryan Button, 5th to 40 of Cody Worley, 6th to 2A Austin Archdale, 7th to 83 of Cole Meitzer, and 8th went to the 21 of Devin Wignall. In the shakeup dash, the winner was Tim Esteson, 2nd Zane DeVault, 3rd, Cameron Key. 4th, Brett Triplett. 5th, Jamie Ball. 6th, Devin Dovey. 7th, Riley Goodnow. 8th, Gage Pulsterback. In the B main, took 4. Your winner was Kelsey Ivy. 2nd, Jake Blackhurst. 3rd, Chris Martin. 4th, the final transfer was Josh Higday. 5th was Austin Archdale. 6th, Devin Wignall. 7th, Chase Richards. 8th, McLean Richards. 9th, Colin Moyle. 10th, Aiden Zhu. 11th, Kelly Graham. And Dugan T was 12th. 13th, Brett Yeager did not start, and 14th, Cole Meitzer did not start. In the feature event, your winner was Zane DeVault, 2nd, Jamie Ball, 3rd, Cameron Key, 4th was Cam Martin, 5th, Paul Niehiser, 6th, Carson McCarl, 7th, Riley Goodnow, 8th, Ryan Button, 9th, Brett Triplett, 10th, Dustin Salvage, 11th, Colton Fisher, 12th Trevor Lee, 13th Chris Martin, 14th Cody Worley, 15th Randy Martin, 16th Jake Blackhurst, 17th Luke Vinardi, 18th Chase Richards, 19th Kelsey Ivy, 20th Tim Esteson, 21st Josh Higday, 22nd Ryan Jameson, 23rd Dustin Clark, 24th Devin Dovey, and 25th Gage Pulsterback. Leaders Esteson 1 through 18, DeVault 19 through 25, the $75 Wall Levitt KSC hard charger was Button. And then DMI contends the Reed's, or we'll start with the Reed's landscaping and turf $50 draw went to Devin Wignall. DMI went to Luke Vinardi. Saldana went to Randy Martin. And the Brown & Miller Racing Solutions high point man was Tim Esteson. Friday night at the CJ Speedway. We'll start with your modifieds. Picking up the win was the 21 of Spencer Durst. 2nd, the 88 Jerry Brown. 3rd was the 12J of Jude Jensen. 4th, the 5 of Todd Shute. 5th was the 77 of Kurt Kyle. 6th was Dakota Simmons in 40. Mark Burke-Torres was 7th in the 03B. Chris Zog was 8th in the 9Z. Isaac Malico was 9th in the 11. 10th was Colton Osborne in the 72. Charlie Moore, 99, was 11th. 12th was Skylar Haroon in 32H. The 32 of Chris Madden was 13th. 14th was the 22 of Brandon Banks. 15th, Brandon Rosine in the IB25X. The 25 was Derek Walker, was 16th. 17th, Brian Bushlong. 18th, Drew Wilfong in the 22W. Jerome Mowry in the 23 was in 19th. 20th, Matt Lundry in the 96. Dylan Rex in the 45R was 21st. 22nd was the 71, Dennis Levine. 23rd was the 85, Austin Paul. The 122 of Denny Banks was 24. 25th, Jason Bear. The question mark for you. And Anthony Gus was 26 in the 9G. Stock cars. It was Damon Murdy in 99D, your winner. Second, the 79S of Jason Sieg. The 05 of John Oliver was third. Fourth, Caden Reynolds, the KR1. Fifth, the 12 of Chad Krogmeyer. Sixth was the 3D of Jason Cook. Seventh was Corey Sossamon in the C4. Eighth, Matt Pinckney in the 27th. Michael Sheen in the 1K was ninth. 10th, Brock Haynes in 74. 11th was Norman Bean in 62. Keegan Wells in the 23W was 12th. 13th, Kenny O'Donnell in 56. 14th was Scott Jordan in 99. Kurt Kinsley was 15th in the 21M. 16th, Dalton Murray in the 99X. 17th was Dustin Fenton in the 3 Junior. And Dan Brockert did not start in 18th in the 30. Sport Mods, your winner was the 117 of Dylan Van Wyk. Second was Logan Hervey Anderson in 53. Third, the 7V of Shane Paris. Fourth, the 15K of Kyle Harwood. Fifth was John Oliver in the 55. Sixth, Jason Roth in 31. Seventh, Tyler Heckert in 42. Justin Schroeder in the 71J was eighth. Ninth, Chris Burke, the CB25. David Elkins in the 65 was 10th. Keith Wiersma in the 90 was 11th. Joel Payne in the 16 was 12th. 13th was the 9 of Shane Wright. 14th, Tom Rubel in the 7R. 15th, Randy Farrell, the X14. The 25CB was Jason Russell, or Jim Russell, and Sean Slaughter was in 17th in 00. In the hobby stocks, your winner was Calvin Don't in 69. Second, Corey Vanderwalt in 55X. Third was Luke Phillips in 33. Fourth, Tucker Richardson in 28. Fifth was Ryan Havel in the 0. Sixth, Solomon Bennett in the 11B. The IB25 of Shane Richardson was 7th. Eighth was Stephen Kreese in the 20A. James Rose in the 86R was in 9th. 10th, Jordan Fisher in 52. Jeremy Hunts in 00 was 11th. 12th was the 6PX of Preston McDonald. Billy Stanford was 13th in the 52. 14th was the 1 of Cadence, or the 5 of Cadence Daly. The 1K of Tom Killen was 16th. And Brady Herman in the 49 was 16th. In the sport compacts, your winner was Christian Grady 99. Second, Alex Hayes in 23H. Third, Darren Smith in 17. Fourth, Caleb Giese in 20C. Fifth was the 746 of Garrett Porter. Sixth was Trent Fowler in 11T. William Mitchell Michael, William Michael, in the 69 JX was 7th, 8th. Was Stephen Randall in the 47. It did not start at night. Colton Zapadol in the 1Z. Saturday night at CJ Speedway. We'll start with your modifieds. Picking up the win was the 9Z at Chris Zog. Second, Kurt Kyle in 77. Dakota Simmons in the 40 was 3rd. 4th was Kyle Madden in 32. 5th, the 88 at Jared Brown. 6th was Derek Walker in 25. 7th, Colton Osborne in 72. Skylar Haroon in the 32H was 8th. 9th, Kyle Rose in 24. Anthony Gus was 10th in the 9G. The 96 Matt Lundry was 11th. 12th, Derek Wilson in the 9. Drew Wolfang in the 22W was 13th. 14th was Charlie Moore in the 99. And John Philman did not start in 15th in the 20F. Stock cars. Your winner was John Oliver in the 05. Second, Johnny Spa in 00. Third, Micaiah Heilbaugh in 72H. 4th was Jason Sieg in the 79S. Tanner Allen was 5th in 22. 6th was Jason Cook in 3D. 7th, Brock Haynes in 74. 8th, the 27 of Matt Pinckney. 9th, Chad Krogmeyer in the 12. Trenton Witt was 10th in 33. Austin O'Donnell in the 56 was 11th. 12th, Tanya Stevens in the 3T. 13th, Austin Skurring in the 996. 14th, Cody Saucerman in the 4C. Bronson Spa was 15th in the 08. Michael Sheen was 16th in the 1K. Keegan Wells in 23W was 17th, 18th, Logan Clausen in the 10, Tom Kanen was 19th in the 32, and Norman Bean was credited with 20th in the 62. Sport mods, your winner was the 117 of Dylan Van Wyk. Second was Shane Paris in the 7V. Third was Sean Slaughter in the 00. Fourth, Tyler Hecker in 42. Fifth, Sean Wyatt in 12S. 6th was 53 Logan Herbie Anderson. Levi Gaunt in 44G was 7th. Kevin Rasdom in the 22R was 8th. 9th was Kyle Harwood in 15K. 10th, Ryan Walker in 9W. Todd Hansen in 21 was 11th. 12th, Justin Schroeder in 71J. Tom Rubel was 13th, the 7R, 14th was Levi Lehman in the 16, and Jim Russell was 15th in the 25CB. In the hobby stocks, Jordan Fisher in 52X was your winner. Second, Shane Richardson in the IB 25. Third, the 1K of Tom Kellen. Fourth, Solomon Bennett in the 11B. Fifth was the 28 Tucker Richardson. Sixth was Caden Staley in the 5. 45, Justin Waka. It was 7th, Stephen Kreese. 28 was 8th, 9th, Jeremy Hunt in the 00. 10th was James Rose in the 86R. 11th was the 6XP of Preston McDonald. Trevor Nimrick in the 7. Was 12th, 13th, Ryan Hubble in the 0, and then Luke Phillips in the 33 was 14th. Now the Super Late Models series for the Hooker Trucking East as 25 cars in the pits. As Chad Holliday was quick time The 32C at an 18, 713. Second was the 25 of Chad Simpson at an 18, 762. Chris Speaker in the 56S was third at an 18, 818. Derek Stewart was fourth in the 43 at an 18, 838. 56 Andy Eckridge was fifth at 18.919. Jeff Tharp in the 10T was 6th at 19.04. Curtis Glover was 7th in the 32 at 19.57. 8th was Jason Haney in the 76H at 19.094. Jay Johnson in the 93 was 9th at a 19.104. Luke Godert in the 44 was 10th at an 18.166. Justin Kai in the 15K was 11th at a 19.228. Dave Eckridge in 58 was 12th at a 19.318. Jeff Eike, the 77J, was 13th at a 19.328. Daryl DeFrance in 99D was in 14th at a 19.443. Ron Boys in 74 at 19.483. 16th was Charlie McKenna in 22 and 19.508. 17th was Matt Ryan in the 07 and 19.655. Josh Foster in 77 was 18th at a 19.738. Kurt Schroeder in the 15C was at a 19.788. Fred Ramsey was 20th in the 42 at 19.940. Ed Hollenbeck in 39 was 21st at a 20.516. Rusty Patterson in the 5 was 22nd at a 20.637. Dan Kessler in 00 was 23rd at 21.073. 24th was Thomas Stevens, the 3D at 23.144. And Scott Strauss in 34 was 25th at 23.144. Heat races. Jeff Eike was the winner. Heat race one went to Jeff Eike. Second, Darren Stewart. Third, Chad Holliday. Fourth, Charlie McKenna. Fifth, Curtis Glover. Sixth, Luke Godert. Seventh, Kurt Schroeder. Eighth, Rusty Pearson. And ninth, Scott Strauss. Heat race two went to Matt Ryan. Second, Chad Simpson. Third, Justin Kai. Fourth, Andy Eckridge. Fifth, Jason Haney. Sixth, Daryl France. Seventh, Fred Ramsey. And eighth, Dan Kessler. Heat race three went to Ron Boys. Second, Jeff Tharp. Third was Chris Speaker. Fourth, Dave Eckridge. Fifth, Josh Foster. Sixth, Thomas Stevens. Eighth, Ed Hollenbeck. And eighth was Jay Johnson. The B main, your winner was Jay Johnson. Second, Ed Hollenbeck. Third, Dan Kessler. Fourth, Rusty Pearson. And fifth, Scott Strauss. In the feature, Derek Stewart was your winner. Second, Chad Holliday. Third, Chris Speaker. Fourth, Andy Eckridge. Fifth, Jeff Tharp. Sixth, Jeff Eike. Seventh, Charlie McKenna. Eighth, Jason Haney. Ninth, Matt Ryan. Tenth, Luke Godert. 11th, Daryl DeFrance. 12th, Dave Eckridge. 13th, Kurt Schroeder. 14th, Justin Kai. 15th, Fred Ramsey. 16th, Curtis Glover. 17th, Chad Simpson. 18th, Josh Foster, 19th, Ron Boys, and 20th, Thomas Stevens. Now the Fall Hall from Burlington for the Sprint Invaders. Heat race one. We'll do the heat races first. All heat race winners got $100 from Stronghurst Collision and Repair. So heat race one went to the 49 Josh Steinerman. Second to 4K Martin. Third to 6R Ryan Budden. Fourth 51J Ryan Jameson. Fifth to 1E of Josh Higday. Sixth the B29J Jay Beaver. Seventh to 16 of Dustin Clark. Eighth the G5 of Gage Pulsarek. And ninth the 2 to A of Austin Archdale. Heat race 2 went to 14T at Tim Atkinson. Second to Carson McCarl on 27. Third, the 44 Chris Martin. Fourth, the 99 Brett Triplett. Fifth, the 7 Tyler Lee. Sixth, sixth, the Dustin Salvage. Seventh, the 21 Devin Wignall. Eighth, the 23 Devin Doby. And ninth, the 31 McLean Richards. He raced 3, went to the 6Z Zane DeVault. Second, the 11 Colton Fisher. Third, 22X Kobe Watt. Fourth, the 5M Jamie Moyle. Fifth, the 14 Emma Randy Martin. Sixth, the 99D a Tucker Daly. Seventh, the 20I of Kelsey Ivey. Eighth, Aiden Zutin. The 14 and ninth, the 7B of Nick Guernsey. Heat race number 4 went to Riley Goodnow in the 22. Second, the 4X Chase Richards. Third, the 50 of Paul Niehiser. Fourth, the 28 Luke Vinardi. Fifth, the 99 of Jake Blackhurst, or 96 Jake Blackhurst. Sixth, the Sword W of Jamie Ball. Seventh, the 11T Duggan T. Eighth, the 40 of Cody Worley. Ninth, the 1A John Anderson. It did not start. Was the 5H of Joey Mohan. Then there was a 2.5 hour rain delay. We came back. We scratched the dash because of that, and came back and run the B, and 7 cars, if you'll see, we'll hear, started, because some guys got damage in the heat races, or some didn't think they were going to get it in. So picking up the win was Dugan T, second J.J. Beaver, third Aiden Zoop, fourth and final transfer Devin Doby on a heavy racetrack. Fifth was McLean Richards, got $100 from PositivelyRacing.com. With the $100 missed from the mystery spot. As 6th was Nick Guernsey. And he got $100 from OpenWheel101.com and $100 from the mystery spot. And John Anderson was 7th, got $100 from the mystery spot. These cards did not start. Jamie Ball, Jake Blackhurst, Tucker Daly, Dustin Clark, Devin Wignall, Cody Worley, Gage Pulsarek, Austin Archdale, and Joey Mohan. In the feature, Zane DeVault, you was your winner. Second went to Ryan Button. Third was Tim Atkinson. Fourth, Cam Martin. Fifth, Kobe Watt. Sixth was Josh Schneiderman. Seventh was Carson McCarl. 8th, Riley Goodnow. 9th, Josh Higday. 10th, Chris Martin. 11th, Dustin Salvage. 12th, Dugan T. 13th, Chase Richards. 14th, Brett Triplett. 15th, Trevor Lee. Or Tyler Lee. 16th, Colin Moyle. Kelsey Ivey was 17th. 18th was Cole Fisher. 19th, Devin Doby. 20th, Ryan Jameson. 21st, Paul Niehiser. 22nd, J.J. Beaver. 23rd, Adrian Zoot. 24th, Randy Martin. 25th, did not start, was Luke Vinardi. Niehiser led 1 through 5. Button led 6 and 7. Niehiser led 8 through 12. Button led 13 through 23. And 14, and DeVault led 24 through 30. The hard charger, $75 for the Wall Levitt KSC normal, and the $500 from Roberts T Tire Center and Premier Powder Coating went to Teague. The 7th place, Todd Tager, $100, $150, and JJ Smokestack, $50, in memory of Todd Tager, went to McCarl. And Rocket Graphics for 11th place went to Dustin Salvage. Also, the champion was Ryan Button. The Reed's Landscaping Draw Award went to, for $50, went to Cody Worley. DMI went to Brett Triplett. Saldana went to Ryan Jameson, and the Brown and Miller Racing Solutions High Point Man was Ryan Button. Also, there was 4 hobby stocks on the card. The race, as I'm pausing real quick. They didn't put the hobby stocks in, but there was 4 of them, and Calvin Don't picked up the win. 2nd, I think, was Randy Lamar, the 4R. 3rd was 92, Brandon Snyder, or Snyder. And 4th that did not start was Corey Vanderwall, or Vanderwelt. During the following interview, you may want to turn up your volume because the volume quality on one end was not that great. So please, if you need to, turn it up. Thanks. Now we're on the Dirt Racing Podcast is the old doctor man, Jerry Van Sickle. How's it going, Jerry? Just trying to end the season.
And there's no end to it. You can race year round.
Yeah. Can you go back to Iowa State Super Nationals real quick?
Yeah. I don't know that I want to go back, but I'll relive it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of cars this year at it.
Oh, yeah. Record number. It's hard to believe that it came and went as fast as it did, but what a week, what a week.
From an announcing perspective, do your voice get tired doing every day?
Oh yeah, it gets tired. Gets tired about Sunday. We get to put that in the 2 days of the prelude, and, you know, getting 8 straight days there. It's pretty tiring, but, you know, you do what you can to take care of it and stay hydrated and get sleep when you can and rest it when it's that's why it's nice to have the farm sessions and just not have to announce but still talk with people, and you just got to be careful what you do.
And then this weekend you're going to Batesville, I saw.
Yeah, we'll be at Batesville this weekend. Next weekend, the 7th or 5th through the 7th of October, I'll be up in Interstate Speedway in Jefferson, South Dakota, and then go back to Batesville for the Race for Hope 71, and then take a couple weeks off, and then head to Arizona for 56th running of the USAC Western World. Work 2 days of that. Come home, go to Springfield, Missouri for Terry Hoffman's Turkey Bowl. Come home, IMCA National Banquet. Come home, start repping some high school basketball. Make a trip to St. Louis. Then it'll be Christmas time, and then it'll be off to the. It'll be the start of the new year, and back to Arizona for the Winter Nationals.
Can you talk about Marshalltown, your new job with Marshalltown, a little bit, and how you thought that all went?
Oh, it's been, you know, second year of kind of taking over the reins of Marshalltown, and
its challenges and it's got everything. But this year we were, you know, our average car count was up about 5 cars a week. I think we saw, you know, our attendance was up this year. So it was good, you know, being the second year. You know, the first year is always the toughest year, being last year, and getting the feel for, you know, what it takes. You know, not that I don't know what it takes, but when you get handed the reins or here, now it's your turn to do this. It's you get to learn, you get to trial by fire, as they say sometimes. But it was pretty exciting, pretty good second year, and we're already actually in Marshalltown today. We're meeting with some people and starting to put plans together for 2024, and our tentative schedule is up on our website right now. We don't have it all confirmed with exact classes, but you know, if you head out to MarshalltownSpeedway.com, you'll be able to see when we're planning on starting and what we got going on for the season next year.
It helps, and I know people across the country talk about it because they always watch it on Flow.
Oh yeah, I mean it's Marshalltown and even like Boom. You know, they're both with the whether it's on Flow on Friday nights at Marshalltown or whether it's IMCA TV at Boone on Saturday. I mean, you know, everybody knows Boone and Marshalltown, and they're those bucket list racetracks. You know, we get people all the time that come to both places. You know, I hear it a lot at Marshalltown on Fridays and at Boone on Saturdays. You know, man, we watch this all the time. It just we had to get here, we had to come, we had to be here. You know, so it was it's neat to know that people get to see what we offer them and make it a point to make a vacation or a weekend trip to come out. And you know, we've had people as far as from Virginia, Pennsylvania, Georgia that have said, hey, we've watched the races. You know, we watch every Friday night from Marshalltown. We watch every Saturday from Boone. And we had a chance to drive up here, and 5 of us jumped in a car, and we're here. So it's pretty cool to know that we get that kind of exposure with the internet pay-per-view broadcasts, and just that we put on those good shows that people would travel 8, 10, 12, 15 hours on a Friday or Saturday to just come to the races.
Then how did you come up with some of your catchphrases?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. They just happened. You know, the old doctor deal comes from me and Blake Anderson. When he was younger and getting started, we always used to, he ran around a lot of racing with me, and we'd always just do stupid stuff, and somehow we came up with Oh Doctor. And it actually didn't even come up at the races. It came up when he was one of our lot porters at the Ford dealership in Boone I was working at. It was, we just started saying it in the dealership, and then somehow it both transpired into a repertoire of sayings. And you know, some people will say, oh man, he's using Blake Anderson saying, and oh man, Blake's using J-Van saying, and you know, it's just one of those things that we mysteriously struck it up together, and it worked for both of us. But you know, the one-liners, and I don't know, my brain is too small to think that, to think ahead. It just happens, it just comes out. And I mean, it's no different than the you know, the Right Side Romance. I was announced in Spring Nationals in Beatrice about 10, 12 years ago, and some guy just dirtied a guy right down the front straightaway, laid the right side to him. And it just came out. I said, oh, boy, he just gave him some Right Side Romance there. And within a minute, you know, my Snapchat lit up and messengers, Mike, did you just say that was amazing? It was, oh, my God, we laughed our tails off. And it's like, oh, we'll keep using that one, you know. And just, you know, the White Castles, I mean, they're sliders. You know, everybody knows what a White Castle is. And so that, I think that just kind of fits the deal. And the others just come and go.
Like, I always use the Bad Doggy No Biscuit Award.
Yeah, that one, you know, that one I picked up years ago from an old announcer that doesn't do it anymore. And anytime somebody would get in trouble, he'd always say Bad Dog No Biscuit. And, you know, somebody made the comment because Kelsey Foley, she's got it on the back of her car on the fill panel, and somebody goes, asking this, does J-Van know that you're using his catchphrase on the back of your car? And she goes, my dad had that on the back of his car 30 years ago when he raced. So it's just things like that that you see or you hear about that people are just saying that will work in certain situations.
I have a couple more questions that I'll let you go.
No, not a problem.
You mentioned you do some high school basketball refereeing. Does that get to be a pain at times?
It's no different than the racing. I mean, you've got, you know, the parents of the crowd. The parents of the crowd, the players are the racers, and the coaches are the car owners. You know, they're still going to, you know, they're just like racers. They're passionate about what they do. Do they sometimes take it a little too far? Yeah, they do. Are there ways to enforce that? The sanctions that happen, it's no different than the racing world. I mean, you know, a technical foul is a, you know, or an ejection is a black flag. You know, we do have, you know, with doing the basketball, it's a little easier than the car racing because you can have a conversation with, you know, if you've got a kid that's a little, given a little bit of a tongue, you know, a little bit of whatever, tongue lashing another player, you can step in, hey, stop it, let's knock it off, don't make me do what I can, let's take care of this. And, you know, you have the interaction with the coaches. Coach, I need you to watch player 32, get a little handsy underneath, I've been talking to him, he's not getting the hands off, hey, I'll take care of that. Or, hey, you need to watch this guy on the other side, you know, so you have a little bit of, you have that interaction where you can communicate, where with a racer, you really can't, unless it's through hand signals or, you know, on the race receiver, you can tell them, hey, you know, 17, you know, number 11, we're watching you, leave, you know, don't hit him with your front bumper. You know, there's ways to do that, but a lot of it goes hand in hand. There's rules and regulations, and there's repercussions, or there's consequences or consequences for what happens. So it's about the same, I think, other than, you know, parents. And I think the parents take it a little too serious, and, you know, it's nothing for us to, I think last year, in a course of about 30 nights of reffing ball, I think, 10 to 15% of the night we were having fans walk out of the gym because they were just the things they said and the way they handled themselves became more of a personal level. You know, it wasn't, oh, you know, this and that. It was actually a direct personal comment about, you know, one of us on the crew, and you kick them out. You know, they paid. Like I say, you pay $10 to watch a high school game, or you pay $5 to watch a sport. You pay $5 to ridicule the referees or the officials, because once you cross a line, your $5 doesn't matter anymore. So it's challenging, but it's fun. I enjoy it. It's my winter exercise in.
And then you said you're going to go to a bunch of places, so you'll be on the Flow broadcast for the Dome, correct?
Yeah, I'll be back there at the Dome this year. Looking forward to it. Just got the heads up on that to be back there. So, but then, you know, a lot of the stuff will be on IMCA TV. You know, with the Winter Nationals down at Springfield. You know, up in Interstate there. I think Western World is going to be on the Speed Sport TV platform. So always a plethora of things that you can watch and see and do.
And then you have a podcast too.
No, I don't myself. We're just doing, you know, we did the IMCA TV one, the IMCA one with Brett and Jim and Ryan and I. I mean, I'm not intelligent enough to have my own podcast, so that's why we have that one. And now we have a good time with that. That's always a fun podcast to do, and talk a little racing, talk a little stupidity, talk a little current events. You know, I think that's what the biggest things of the podcast that make them entertaining is when you don't you mix a little bit of everything in with it, you know.
We appreciate you coming on.
No, not a problem. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We thank Jerry Van Sickle for coming on the show. And after over a month off, the High Limit was back in action on Tuesday, where 58 cars signed in at Learnerville. We'll give you group qualifying group one first. Setting a new track record was a 49 to Brad Sweet at 12,300. Second was the 39M of Justin Sanders at 12,392. Third, also at 12,392, was Tyler Courtney, the 7VC. Fourth, the 19 of Brett Marks at 12,395. Fifth, the 24 Rico Abreu at a 12,417. Sixth was the 8 of Aaron Reitzel at a 12,454. Tanner Thorson was 7th in the 58 at a 12,501. Eighth, the 21 Brian Brown at a 12,535. Ninth was the 15H of Sam Hayforteeth at a 12,572. 10th went to the 55 of Kerry Mattson at a 12,614. 11th, the 49X of Tim Schaefer at a 12,665. 12th, the 42 of Cy Lynch at a 12,718. 13th, the 71 of Anthony McElroy at a 12,775. 14th, the 16TH of Kevin Thomas at a 12,787. 15th, the 45 Kyle Reinhart at 12,790. 16th was Skylar Jean, the 99, at 12,835. 17th was the 3TJ at Trey Jacobs at a 12,859. Michael Bauer in the 46 was 18th at a 12,860. 19th, Henry Malaquette in the 70M. At a 12,869. And the final car to make heat races, guaranteed to make the heat race, was the 20B of Cody Bova at a 12,901. 21st was the one of Hunter Schoenberg at a 12,902. Darren Gallagher was in the 12, was 22nd at a 12,961. 23rd, Jeremy Weaver in the 5J at a 13,111. David Kalp in the 11J was 24th at a 13,277. Brendan Mattis, the 13M, was 25th at a 13,320. 26 was Brandon Fredericks, the 1F, at a 13,580. 27th was Brett Mattis at a 13,600. And 28th with no time was Zach Hampton in the 35. And 29th with no time, the 28 of Connor 28M of Connor Morrell. Group 2 quick time was the 5T of Ryan Timms at 12,342. Second was the 2 of David Gravel at a 12,349. Third was the 83 James McFadden at a 12,380. Fourth, the 13 of Justin Peck at a 12,422. Fifth, the 26 is Zeb Wise at a 12,464. Sixth was the 11 of Corey Eliason at a 12,496. Seventh, the 88 of Austin McCarroll at a 12,498. Eighth was the 57 to Kyle Larson at 12,532. Cap Henry in the 2MD was ninth at a 12,593. 10th, the 9K Casey Kane at a 12,645. The 9 at Chase Randall was 11th at a 12,658. Also at 12,658 and 12th was a 70 of Craig Kinzer. The 19 L is CJ Leary. It was 13th out of 12,676. Carl Bowser in 11B was 14th out of 12,703. 15th was the 6 of Ryan Smith out of 12,715. AJ Flick in the 2F was at a 12,736. Garrett Williamson in the 6G was 17th at a 12,744. 18th was the 4 of Chris Windham at a 12,796. 19th was Dale Blaney in the 32 at a 12,933. And 20th and final heat race transfer was the 3J Adosi Zomer at a 12,994. 21st, the 22 of Brandon Spithaler at a 13,028. Also at a 13,028. And 22nd was the 7NY of Matt Farnham. 23rd, the 20 of Tim Buckwalter at a 13,066. Dan Shetler in 29, it's 24th at a 13,196. 25th, Cameron Neistad Stuy at the 99N at a 13,433. Darren Pfeiffer was 26th at a 13,743. Brett Buckenhofer was 27th in the 47 at a 14,724. 28th was the 4K of Todd Bogegaard at a 15,172. And 29th, at the same time, was Parker Price Miller at a 15,172 in the 9P. Your non-qualifiers took top four directly to the heats. Jeremy, your winner was Jeremy Weaver, second Dan Scheller, third David Cab, fourth Cameron Anistad. Those transferred. Fifth was Brandon Fredericks. Sixth, Brett Buckenhofer. Todd Bogegaard was seventh. Eighth, Brendan Mattis. Ninth, the 23 of Darren Pfeiffer. The rest did not start. Was Tim Buckwalter, Brendan Mattis, Zach Hampton, Connor Morrell, and Parker Price Miller. Heat race number one went to Brad Sleet, second Tyler Courtney, third Rico Abreu, fourth to Tim Schaefer, fifth and final transfer Anthony McQuarrie. Sixth went to Tanner Thorsten, seventh Sam Haferty, eighth Kyle Reinhart, ninth Trey Jacobs, Jeremy Weaver was 10th, Harry Malakwit was 11th, and 12th Hunter Schoenberg. Heat race two went to Justin Sanders, second Brian Brown, third Aaron Reitzel, fourth Cy Lynch, and fifth of all transfer was Kerry Mattson. Sixth, Skylar G. Seventh, Kevin Thomas. Eighth, Cody Boba. Ninth, Michael Bauer. Tenth, Darren Gallagher. 11th, Brent Marks. And 12th, Dan Shetler. Heat race number three went to James McFadden. Second, Ryan Timms. Third, Austin McCarl. Fourth, Zeb Wise. Fifth and final transfer was Cap Henry. Sixth was Ryan Smith. Seventh, CJ Leary. Eighth, Chase Randall. Ninth, Garrett Williamson. 10th, Brandon Spehaler. 11th, David Cab. And 12th, Dale Blaney. He raced number 4, went to David Gravel. 2nd, Kyle Larson. 3rd, Justin Peck. 4th, Corey Eliason. 5th, the final transfer, Craig Kinzer. 6th was Casey Kane. 7th, Chris Windham. 8th, AJ Flick. 9th, Carl Bowser. Matt Furnham was 10th. 11th, Dusty Zomer. And Cameron Anistead was 12th. We'll get in the dash. Your winner was Brad Sweet. 2nd, Kyle Larson. 3rd, Justin Sanders. 4th, David Gravel. 5th, James McFadden. 6th, Ryan Timms. 7th, Ryan Brown. And 8th, Tyler Courtney. In your C main, your winner was Brandon Spehaler. 2nd, Jeremy Weaver. 3rd, Matt Farnham. 4th and final transfer, David Cobb. The rest were like this. 5th was Dusty Zomer. 6th, Colin Anistead. 7th, Brett Buckenhofer. And then the rest did not start. So 8th would be credited Darren Gallagher. 9th, Terry Malaquette. 10th, Hunter Schoenberg. 11th, Dan Shetler. 12th, Dale Blaney. Brandon Fredericks. 13th, 14th, Todd Bogegaard. Fifteenth, Brent March. 16th, Darren Pfeiffer. 17th, Tim Buckwalter. 18th, Brent Mattis. 19th, Zach Hampton. 20th, Colin Morrell. And 21st, Parker Price Miller. In the B main, your winner was Brent March. 2nd, Casey Kane. 3rd, Tanner Thorson. 4th, and final transfer, Skylar G. They were followed by 5th, Sam Haferty. 6th, Ryan says 7th, Chris Windham. 8th, Kevin Thomas. 9th, CJ Larry. 10th, Kyle Reinhart. 11th, Brandon Spehaler. 12th, Garrett Williamson. 13th, Chase Randall. 14th, Matt Farnham. 15th, Cody Boba. 16th, Michael Bauer. 17th, Jeremy Weaver. 18th, AJ Flick. 19th, David Cobb. 20th, Carl Bowser. And did not start in 21st was Trey Jacobs. Your feature event, David Gravel was your winner. 2nd, Rico Abreu. 3rd, Brad Sweet. 4th, James McFadden. 5th, Corey Eliason. 6th, Aaron Reitzel. 7th, Tyler Courtney. 8th, Kyle Larson. 9th, Zeb Wise. 10th, Justin Peck. 11th, Cap Henry. 12th, Anthony McElroy. 13th is Brian Brown. 14th, Kerry Mattson. 15th, Brett Marks. 16th, Craig Kinzer. 17th, Austin McCarl. 18th, Tanner Thorson. 19th, Skylar G. 20th, Tim Schaefer. 21st, Justin Sanders. 22nd, Cy Lynch. 23rd, Ryan Timms. And 24th, Casey Kane. Their points after that race, your top 10. Your points leader is Kyle Larson with a 20-point lead at 838 over 2nd place, Rico Abreu. At 818. 3rd is Corey Eliason at 715. 4th is Justin Peck at 670. 5th is Chase Randall at 645. Anthony McElroy at 644 is 6. 7th, the 6th is Ryan Timms at 616. 8th is Dusty Zomer at 570. 9th, Justin Sanders at 565. And Brent Marks is in 10th at 461. Their next race will be Tuesday night at Bridgeport Motorsports Park in New Jersey. And then they wrap up the series on the 10th of October at the Lake and Park Speedway, where it all began in Indiana. Thanks for listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast. This has been another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast with Marshall Hayes. Follow us on Twitter. at dirt_podcast or on Facebook at the Dirt Racing Podcast.